Grand Risings, beloved y'all. It is another episode of It's Oye, and I got something to say. You guys are tuning in here with Oye the Shepherd, which I'm trying to turn into the Great because I want to drop Shepherd, but nevertheless, I'm here. So today is about top picks. Basically, it's topics that we're just going to talk about on my show today. So I want to go over a few things. First off, let's go over this virtual school thing. I don't know about y'all, but this is for the birds. First off, y'all already instilled in us that we had to become teachers, principals. What else did we become? Lunch aides. We became security guards. We were already guidance counselors because we are parents, so we're guiding our children anyway. But all I'm trying to say is we got a lot more responsibility than our normal day-to-day. See, even down to, you know, they just tried to do their map testing on this virtual school, and as they found out, that was for the birds, because for one, you can't help kids when they're not there. So the technology issues that come along with having the computers be sitting up there having you like, what? So a lot of times you just kind of got to go with the flow. And unfortunately, the flow is that we don't get paid for this. We don't get paid for this. Yeah, they are kids, but we don't get paid for this. Let's make that clear. It's a lot of responsibility to go into being a teacher. We're not trained for this. None of this. A lot of stuff. A lot of us been out of school for a long time. Like, a long time. But, you know, my memory never really fazed me, so I'm straight. But nevertheless, there are other parents that's been out of school for a while. Okay? So, therefore, helping their kids can be a little stressful. So, I feel like with virtual school, it is a stressor. Like, that is a stressor. I don't care what nobody said. I can't wait until they go back to school. I know it's a lot of parents out here that are concerned by the COVID and everything. Only thing I can tell y'all is walk in faith, okay? Walk by faith and not by sight, and understand that life has to go on. You cannot become sheltered and staying in the house and keeping your kids from being great just because of this situation. Yeah, it's germs out here every day. We can get the flu. More people die from the flu. Sexually transmitted. It's all type of stuff that you can track out here. Let's not act like we don't know. We don't walk around here putting masks on and stuff when we going through these seasons, although we should, because I even thought about a time when my previous manager told me, why are you sitting up here with a mask on? And now here it is a whole year later and everybody wearing masks. I'm just saying, you gotta sit here and think about how life kind of just predicts itself. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta roll with the punches and be well enough and secure enough with yourself to understand that life is going to continue to go on. Are we gonna stop and not let life go on, or are we just gonna stay in the same place and try to be like, oh yeah, you know, things will get better, da, 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 da. They won't get better. You gotta make them better. Sorry, that's why they opening up the world. We gotta make them better. Life is already short. Our days are already numbered. When we're born, we begin to die. So it's just a lot of things that we just have to realize that we gotta embrace as our day-to-day. Like, don't stop believing in who you are. Don't stop, you know, trying to become better than who you were yesterday. Just don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Like, don't stop, y'all. Because if you stop, I'm telling you, life is going to catch you off guard. And you're going to be like, man, where did all the time go? Don't stop. You got to keep going. You got to keep moving forward. You just got to. I know, like, in a lot of Disney movies I watch, a lot of the messages from Moana to Meet the Robinsons to Tangled to Brave, all of them tell you about keep moving forward regardless of what's going on outside. Keep moving forward. Like, you cannot stop. Like, I understand, I'm trying to protect my, yeah, I'm trying to protect mine too, but I do the healthy things, you know what I'm saying, to protect mine. We're going for a walk, we're going to exercise, you're going to take this ginger root, you know what I'm saying, you're going to drink this, you know what I'm saying. I do the remedies to make you feel better. I just can't sit here and let you stop your life, because I'm not stopping mine on account of what's going on. Y'all got to keep going. Keep going. Like, yes, people are dying, but what you must understand with every great responsibility comes sacrifice, and somebody got to be sacrificed, okay? So my condolences go to those who may have lost somebody to the COVID. This is no ill will or no malice towards you, but keep moving on. Okay, death is the only constant in life. That's one thing we realize, because when you're born, you must die. Because there's a time frame, we'd be like, oh yeah, you know, ain't no living forever. If anything can be prevented, it would be. But you remember these human vessels that we carry around? These things bleed like everybody else bleed. Come again. You know what I'm saying? If it's time, it's time. You know what I'm saying? Go in peace. I'll see you next lifetime. Because that's all we do. We're being recycled. But I'm not going to go into that whole little thing, because we came here to talk about virtual school. So how are your children taking it? Did your children develop anxiety too? Because the pressures of trying to control the environment when they're only at home, which is their safe environment. I don't know how many people's children is their safe places at home. But my children's safe place is at home. So if they're at home, they're in their safe place. And if they're uncomfortable in their safe place, there's beef, because then I got to sage, because I don't like the negative energy in the house, because they're bothered by what they can't control with these computers. Okay, let's be clear. They're bothered by what they can't control. Yes, every kid wants to be able to do the work and be able, but they get bored easily, and it's not something that they want to do at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 in the morning. Is not something they want to do. They want to go back to school. They want to go back to their life. They want to go back to what they knew, what was familiar. Only thing you can do is take the proper possession, the proper precautions. You know, get you some hand sanitizer, but remember, get you some antibacterial soap too, because you like, take this soap with you to school. Get you some gloves if you're not really that comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Wear a mask or a scarf, whatever. Do whatever you have to do to make your life easier. Don't make it stressful, make it easier. Stress, don't stress the mess, okay? Let go and let God. Let's be clear. Now, I want to also talk about intermittent fasting, okay? Let's save intermittent fasting for last. Let's talk about co-parenting, because we were just talking about kids in virtual school. Let's go about co-parenting. Co-parenting. The struggles. Okay, I always thought that when people were co-parenting, I thought it was going to be easy, because the bottom line is the kids. It's not how the parent feels, none of it. It's the kids. But what I've realized in my own journey when learning about co-parenting is that co-parenting can be a one-sided adventure. It can really be a one-sided adventure, because it's like pulling teeth with the opposite person. It's like, what? And that's how I be feeling, like, what? Now, I want y'all to understand that I have teenagers, and I say this often. I have teenagers, okay? I don't have little kids, I have teenagers, which means I'm pretty acclimated on the parenting scale. I thought that going into co-parenting with my children's father would have been easy, because we're older, and we're supposed to be mature, but he is a child. He is a child. I know a lot of y'all may know me, a lot of y'all may not know me, but he's a child. He acts like a full child. Because we all know up here in the north what time of season it is. It's boot, hoodie, jacket, coat season. And yet I gotta sit up there and beg and plead for you to send money? What? Like, did you not forget? And all I get is, I'm trying. Well, they not stop growing, so I don't know how hard you trying. Like, come again. Like, this might be a little TMI for most of y'all, but it's not for me to express, because I'm tired. I'm putting everything up here for them, and he not doing nothing. First off, dude didn't skip town, so he don't live up here. Ask him the last time he's seen his kids. He's going to say August. I want y'all to know it's October. Just to be clear. Okay? Then you'll sit up there and say that I'm his problem. Oh, you always yelling. You always being mean. This, that, and the other. No. That's what you hear. Then you always want to bring up the past. Let me let you know something about past, bro. Okay? Because I know it's supposed to be on co-parenting. But you need to let go of the past, because the past is gone. Us is gone. I ain't trying to hear nothing about what was done prior to 2020. Okay, because if you can't say nothing about 2020 and forward, I ain't got nothing to say with you. Okay, because I left a lot of things behind that happened prior to 2020. Okay, I don't mind letting go. I don't have that problem. I'm secure enough in myself to walk away for things that don't work for me, flat out. Oh, that's my new phrase, y'all. I don't know. I probably said it like 1,000 times on a few episodes, but flat out is my new thing. Flat out spicy, you know how it go. So, co-parent is not easy. Like, even we made a YouTube video probably like back in June, and he seemingly showed y'all that he had it together, but he don't. Like, this dude is weak. He's so weak. And yes, I am on my podcast calling this dude weak. And if you got a problem, come holler at me, because I love beef. What's up? Well, I don't eat meat, but you know what I'm saying? Chicken and shrimp. No, I don't eat meat at all. So anyway, meat stank. But I love beef if you got something to say about him. But either way it go, that dude is weak. Because I said up there, I don't never push people out. People take themselves out. I don't have to do nothing. The only thing I do is just be who I am. And if you remove yourself, that's you. That doesn't say anything about me. Let's make that clear. When you remove yourself, whether you remove yourself from my life physically, whether you remove yourself from my life mentally, whether you remove yourself from my life emotionally, whether you move yourself up from my life socially, however you remove yourself, that is you. That is not me. I didn't remove you. I give everybody the leeway to stay. Everybody. Now, I don't block people. I don't ignore people. You got my number, and if my number changes, it's up to you to find out what it is, if you that pressed to know what I'm doing. That's all I'm saying. So therefore, I don't remove people, but I acknowledge that when people remove me, that's because they up to no good. Now, I want to let y'all know how life kind of comes around and throws kind of things in your lap, and you just be sitting up there. Because whether y'all want to understand it or not, I believe in the stars and the planets and the moons and everything, okay? So we're not just going through this stuff on a whim, okay? This is Mercury retrograde, because the past always comes back until you confront it. So confront your past. Let's be clear. Now, Mercury retrograde tells you that there's going to be problems with technology, okay? Mercury retrograde also tells you that people from the past is going to come back to the future, okay? Now, why I say that is because I write a lot about these things. And our last Mercury retrograde was in June, okay? It went from June to July. Our next one is coming up next week, but you're starting to feel the remnants of it now. So what I said next week. Okay, so it's coming on the 14th, but by the time this airs, it'll probably be like the 28th. So I want y'all to know, watch, confront your past, accept your past, do something about the past, okay? Because your behaviors are still depicting these past things that you have yet to confront, period. Like, if you don't confront anything in life, you're going to constantly be brought up on the same thing over and over and over. The reason why I say that is, when I was supposed to end this relationship, I didn't, because my goal was to keep my family together and to try. But this relationship wasn't supposed to stem no further than high school, and yet I pushed it 15 years. 17, to be clear. I pushed it because I wanted my children to have a father, because I grew up without my father. And to grow up without your father there, that hurts, you know what I'm saying? Because then you allow men to do anything to you, walk all over you. But then I have to become the man, the mom and the dad. And that hurts my feelings, because truthfully, I was always mad. You know what I'm saying? I was always the mom and dad, because I would have to pull teeth for him to do stuff for them. I would have to pull teeth for him to do stuff that involved them. Like, these are your kids too. These are not just my kids. You just wanted to get away so you didn't have to have kids. But either way it go, bro, these kids are still here. I don't care. So whether y'all want to accept what's going on or not, for the ones that know who I am, And for the ones who don't, what do y'all want to accept what's going on? I've done my part as a woman. I've done my part as a mom. I've done my part as a sister. I've done my part as a friend. I can only do so more. I can only do so much without involving my psychosis and creating a problem within myself. Because we begin to drain ourselves when we put too much of ourselves into things. And I'm going to tell you that because it's true. I drain myself mentally when I try to help. Because when the breakup first happened, I did try to help. I tried to make sure he was straight. But I'm not the man. I'm not the man. And that's what I got to realize. I'm not the man. And I got to fix myself if I want a man to be presented to me, because I'm always the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I feel like I married a female. I'm like, you must have feminine in you, because I'm straight masculine, but you supposed to be masculine, but you act like the chick and I act like the dude. Like, I don't get that. Like, I'm gonna go back to, in my memory, to the beginning of the year, y'all. Like, we had this little function with his friends, and I was walking in, and as I'm walking in, he like, yeah, you walk in front of me, da 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 da, and I'm looking like, what? I'm like, these your friends. I'm gonna walk behind you. I'm gonna walk on the side of you, but I ain't walking in front of you. They're your friends. You gotta lead me into this situation. At that point, I was really like, how could I be with somebody this long that make me feel like I gotta be the man in the relationship? This ain't for me. This when I started to really, really like pull away, because I had already like physically shut down, because I stopped cooking, all type of stuff. Because first off, if my heart ain't in it, I ain't doing nothing I don't want to do, period. I don't care whatever he say, whatever, anything. She stopped cooking. Yes, I did, because this relationship was over. I will cook for my kids, but I'm not cooking for you, nigga, because this relationship is over. They say women close down differently. They just stop doing stuff until the relationship is over. I did the same thing. I stopped doing stuff until it was over. Now that it's over, I'm straight, y'all. I'm straight. And yes, I did say straight with a K. I'm straight. Okay? Because I was raised by a single mother, so I already know what it's like to be single. Okay? I was raised by a single mother, so I already know what it's like to be independent. And this is the same person who asked me to put my independency down to be dependent on him. And dude used the fucking joke. I'm just letting it be heard. Like I said, if you got any ill will, malice, or anything about what I said, come see me, because trust me, I know who I am securely in myself, so I'm not really too much afraid of what y'all have to say or do or anything. Because I prepared myself for this whole little battle years ago. Because I already know, like, dude, I know what type of person you are. I know what type of person. I know your weaknesses. I know all type of stuff. I know what push your buttons. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying. Fact of the matter is. So as I go in more and more of what I'm trying to say, co-parenting is hard with this dude. It's hard. Like, it's super hard. No matter how much I get attention from other people, and I ain't talking about dudes, I'm talking about other people. He always want to bring up the fact that you don't do nothing, you did it. Like, bro, do you not know who I am? Like, you seem like the only person who don't know who I am. So obviously I was never meant to be in your presence, since you don't know how to value greatness. Yes, I said it. That nigga don't know how to value greatness, because this is greatness. Okay? Like I said. But anyway, we're going to talk about intermittent fasting, because I get tired of talking about that dude. That nigga blows my head, and I don't want to put any more energy out there so he can come back, and then I have to smack him in the face again. Because, y'all, when I got tired of being hit on, I started hitting back, to the point I just like, man, I'm done with hitting you. Can you just go? You know what I'm saying? However you want to put it, it symbolizes it. I just got tired. I got tired. So I'm super excited. I need y'all to tune into my podcast so y'all can build my syndication, so y'all can build my following, so y'all can know It's Oye, and I got something to say. Now, let's talk about this intermittent fasting, okay? And the reason why I'm going to talk about it, because this has been a topic over the last couple weeks that I had to have with a few people, okay? Y'all, I fast, okay? I don't eat 3 meals a day. I do what is called intermittent fasting. Basically, you don't eat breakfast, okay? Even though they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I drink tea first thing in the morning. I drink about 2-3 bottles of water first thing in the morning, because I'm trying to center myself and to understand that I don't need food. I need sustenance. I need things that are going to fuel me, not so much make me feel bloated. You know what I'm saying? Food makes you feel tired and down. And I'm like the Energizer Bunny when I do my intermittent fasting. I eat about 11, 12 o'clock in the day. Around that time, I'm definitely hungry, so I can get a pretty good portion. So I'll eat for lunch a small meal, okay? Let's be clear. It's a small meal. It's probably like a salad, a oatmeal, something. Now, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I got to go to the gym, and I got to make sure I hit my yoga, and I got to make sure I do my weights. I got to make sure I work out, because trust me, y'all, after being married for as long as I have, I'm coming back with a vengeance, because I tell people I was never meant to be a heavy baby. I was supposed to be slim thick, okay? And that's one thing, I my feelings stored the weight. And since I broke free, y'all, I'm almost under 2. So, let's be clear. Boop, boop. It was never me. It was never me. I just had the hardest problem letting go, because I feel like I would be letting my daughters down. But all in all, it ain't me letting them down. Because the good part is I have teenagers. They see what's going on. So I don't have to say anything. I just sit back and watch. Thank you. Tune in. It's like a TV show, I swear. I don't post it. I don't say nothing about it. I get really, really quiet and I go into my head, y'all. Like, a lot of my stuff comes out on my podcast because these are topics of conversation. I would love to talk about what's going on day to day, about Kamala Harris and how she had to shut homeboy Pence up last night. Like, I love those moments. I would love to talk about those moments, but I like to have those moments discussed with other people. This right here is just a straight vent for me. I'm just letting y'all know what's been going on in my head, because I'm not sure how many people go through the same thing. Well, you know what? I take that back. I do know how many people go through the same thing, because when I was growing up, as I went through life, I was with a lot of people who went through this exact same thing. And here we are, all about the same age in life right now, and I'm going through it. And I remember when they went through it. And as we talk, they remember when they went through it. They like, dang, like, you was there. I was there. I was there, right there, front and center. I just didn't say nothing, because when my time came, I want you to be there, front and center, too. You know what I'm saying? It's all about support. You need support to help you get through these hardships. So back to intermittent fasting. It is healthy. It's healthy if it's done right. You got to make sure you have little snacks and stuff like that. I eat pecans and walnuts because things are good for my hair and my eyes and my nails. I take like oils, like little peppermint oil, put on your tongue. You got to look up this one company and they help with things like that. I only do, you know, how do you say this? Herbal life, you know what I'm saying? I know who I am. I know my worth. I know my value. I know everything about myself. I'm not starving myself, world. I'm not. But a lot of people feel like, especially my mom, y'all. My mom always feel like I'm starving myself. She like, you slimming down so fast, you ain't eating. I am eating. I am. But I was never meant to be this big. I promise. Like, all I'm doing right now is trying to keep myself consistent in the gym, keep myself consistent with yoga, and trying to stay out of whatever that don't work for me. Like, whatever that don't work for me. I know, like, y'all, let me tell y'all something, okay? I know in life that we have to go through things because we have to take the pain that we endured over the years and learn from it. Okay? Pain is an uncomfortable process. Growth is an uncomfortable process, but we got to freaking fight through the pain, because when it don't hurt no more, that's when you know you're past it. See, my hurt, it doesn't hurt anymore, but my irritation and aggravation hurts, because every time I get a phone call or something, I'm back at square one. What I've learned is that I have to let go, and the only way I let go is that I do not communicate with this person, because once again, I have teenagers, they can talk for themselves, but my only thing is, when they asking you for stuff, get what they need, because that's a need for them. That's not me telling you to call them, because I could care less about what you're doing at all. I can care less. I'm not sitting up here on social media looking at you, trying to follow you. That's why I said, yo, this nigga blocked me. I was like, dang, like, oh, so you like to do things behind people's back because you's a punk. Use a punk. You can't do stuff right in their face because you think I'm going to use it against you. Look, the relationship is already over. A divorce is only coming very, very soon. So therefore, whatever you doing outside of me, please be gone, because I was always stronger than you. I never needed somebody else. After you, I just knew all I needed was me. And that's where I'm going in life, with me, with Oye. That's all I need. I need myself. And that's what I need people to realize. Y'all, everybody be so quick to go run into a relationship. I done dropped intermittent fasting. Well, that's why it's called top picks. Okay? Top picks. Now, everybody's so quick to go run into a relationship after they get out of a relationship. Yeah, that's fine. Because if you didn't heal from it, learn from it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't heal from it yet. So I'm not going to go rush into a relationship. I hate when people tell me, you should think about being in a relationship, or I'd be glad when you get into a relationship. No, I don't need a relationship. You need a relationship to validate you. I don't need a relationship to validate me. I'm straight with being single. I'm straight. Straight. Okay? Single has so much to offer. Okay? It's loving yourself, loving your kids, loving your family. Like, my family has stepped up so much, I can't even bear to express, you know, how much my family has stepped up since I declared my individuality from this dude. And that's why I keep trying to tell you, where most people sit up there, oh, this is new. No, this ain't new. This new to y'all. This old to us, because we was already going through it. We just didn't say nothing about it, because privacy is what it is. It's private. Now that I've got past it, because I've healed myself, I'm not keeping it private anymore. I'm gonna let y'all know about this fool and all the fuckery that goes along with them. Can you get an amen? Because truthfully, I'm straight, y'all. Like, I'm straight with being single. Like, if I ever decide to get into a relationship again, I want a man. I want a man. I want a man that can handle me. Because I know for a fact the one I had couldn't. So unfortunately, he had to go. Y'all, when y'all set out in these relationships, y'all need to go after people you want, like that offer the things you want. I like a man to take control the situation. Don't know, I shouldn't have to say nothing. You got this, baby. You know what I'm saying? I just fall back and listen to you. I love somebody to tell me, take this, like, stop it. Let me clean it up though, y'all. You know, I'm super excited to come out here and do this once again. It's been such a pleasure. It's been a while since I did one by myself, but do believe, y'all, I don't forget about y'all. I want y'all to go out here and be great, be successful in whatever you do, follow your dreams, your hopes, your wishes. You'll never know how much you value mean to somebody until you start speaking, or you start doing, until you start moving in your own energy, your own love, your own perfection, just moving to your own beat. Like, sometimes you just gotta do things for yourself. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in to It's Oye. And I got something to say. Until the next episode, y'all be blessed. Walk in your light. And keep moving forward. Oh, know yourself. You got to know yourself and know your worth. Because your net worth Your network is worth your net worth. You know what I'm saying? Peace out.